Bezalel Shemizbach, we begin Perek Shemin, the 8th chapter in the Rambam Sichas Master Shein, in the laws of the second type, in the Sefer Zeran. In this Perek, the Rambam discusses regarding what the halacha of ancillary, secondary things of the Maaseh Sheini, like the leather, the hide of the animal, the vessel that the Maaseh Sheini is in, and also certain halachas regarding deconsecrating the funds in Yerushalayim. As Rambam gets halacha off regarding selling the item with that which is outside of it. Halakech behema lezivcha shalom. Let's say someone purchases an animal to be from his Maaseh Sheini funds for a carbon shalom, or v'chay lebsad taiba, or a wild animal for regular meat that one wants to eat for his appetite, which that is halachically sound, as we said in Perek Zayin Halachit Beis. And he's purchasing it mimisha in a tagger, from someone who's not a merchant, and therefore v'in a medaktik, he's not so precise, and he's not particular about the hide of the animal. He's selling the animal, which is for the meat, which is to be eaten, and part of that, the animal has its skin on it. So yotzah ha'or l'chulin, in that case, the hide goes out to be considered as deconsecrated as chulin. In other words, you don't have to eat the value of the hide in sanctity in your shlaim, because that hide was not sanctified with the sanctification of Maaseh Sheini, because it's like a gift to the buyer, because the seller is not so particular, so it's not considered part of the sale of the transfer of the Maaseh Sheini funds. And this could even be if, let's say, technically the value of the leather of the animal is actually worth more than the meat of the animal. It just gets absorbed, the value of the leather together with the value of the meat. If someone's buying from a merchant, then the hide doesn't go out to be considered as chulin. Rather, it's considered like someone who purchases slaves and lands and non-kosher animals, where he has to go ahead and use it in the status of Maaseh Sheini, because that's part of the sale, it's part of the transfer of the funds. Halacha Beis, v'chein alekeach, kadi yayin stuma. So do someone who purchases jugs of wine that have closed barrels. Mimakum shadarkin li makris stumas. And it's from a place where they generally sell it closed barrels. Now he's buying it, mimisha in the takim, someone who's not a merchant. So here also, yotzak kankan l'chulun. So the jug is going to, the barrel is going to be able to go out to be considered as chulun, because he's giving it for free with because of the wine that he's selling him inside of it. Now the figure, therefore, in other words, because we said that if the seller is not a merchant and they sell sealed barrels in a place where they sell sealed barrels, so then we're saying the jugs are considered as chulun. So tzarech, actually, that's why tzarech ha'moich leftech rosh ha'kadim. Actually, the seller has an obligation, therefore, to open up the barrels. That actually the jug should not be go ahead and be considered as chulin. And again, this all to increase the value of the Maaseh Sheini, so that you should be able to have to eat in sanctity in the correlating of the value of the jugs themselves. Now, because of the fact that we want Maaseh Sheini to get the most it could, and not to be limited to the wine that's inside of it. Now, but let's say the seller wanted to be stringent on himself, and he was selling it only according to exact measurements, then actually, contrarily here, yatsa kankan l'chulun. Actually, in that case, the jugs are going to be considered as chulun. In other words, even though he's opening up the barrels so that it should be able to sell the wine, so that he can measure exactly how much, but when you're doing that, what you're actually illustrating is that the opening of the barrels was not to show that you're particular about the barrels, and that you're just giving it because it's a sealed barrel and you're giving it together with the wine. No, you're showing you're doing it only because you want to be exacting. So then actually the jugs would go back to be considered as chulin, as a gift from the seller, even though it had been opened. Halacha gimel, lekachin pesuches. Let's say the buyer with the Maaseh Sheini funds, he buys this open barrel, where then we say generally that the barrel is being sold independently, not like a closed barrel where it's going together with the wine. Ois sesumais, or a sealed barrel, and the seller is not a merchant. But now it's in a place where they commonly sell open barrels, where that's proof that each one is being sold independently. Or, very different than from all the previous cases, he's purchasing from a merchant who is precise in the sale. Okay, in all these cases, the jug, the barrel is not going to go out to be considered as chulin, because it comes out that the consumer was paying with the Maaseh Sheini funds, also for the barrel, and therefore he has to eat, correlating it in Yerushalayim. Lokech sali te'enim banovim imakli. Let's say he purchased baskets of figs and grapes with its vessel, which you put the baskets inside of that vessel. So loyotze demeh akli l'chulun. So the value of the kli is not going to go out to be used as chulun, because most definitely the one who's selling it is selling the vessel independently, even if he's not a merchant. So it's like he's selling the case of the wine of the open barrels. But the baskets themselves, that's the vessel that the baskets go into. But the baskets themselves, they go out to Chumah because people are not particular about those baskets, even if he's a merchant. Let's say someone bought nuts and walnuts and things like that. So Yatsu Klipay and Lechulim, their shells, go out to be considered as Chulim because most definitely the sale is not particular about the shells, even if he's a merchant. So that's like a gift. It's not even part of the sale. That's Chulim. Let's say he bought a basket of dates. So the basket is considered as Chulim. Let's say he buys a box of dates. So it depends. In Jerusalem, if the dates are pressed, which they're attached to the box because they're being pressed and therefore it needs the box, so then yatsa kupis l'chulin. So then the boxes go out to be considered as chulin because it's secondary to the dates and the seller is not going to be particular about the boxes. He knows he needs it, so he's giving it to him. But from love, if it's not pressed, lo yatsa l'chulin, then the boxes are actually not going out to be considered as chulin because it's like the kli of the, you put the baskets of the figs inside, which we mentioned previous halacha, which you don't need, and therefore if he's selling it, it's a separate sale and it's not going to be considered as chulin. Loch Ram continues regarding the designation of a vessel for the payers of Meiser. Misha yile yayin shal Meiser Sheni. Let's say he had wine of Meiser Sheni. It was Meiser Sheni wine. He had used it to separate Meiser Sheni on Tevel. And v'hishal kankan of lo'isa Meiser. Now, so there's this wine. And someone is lending his jugs to put in that Meiser Sheni wine. Meaning he explicitly says that he's lending it for the purposes of Meiser Sheni wine to be put inside of it. Now, Alpha Pisha saw some SPM, so even if he seals the lid of the barrels and comes as like secondary to the wine because it's going to get ruined if he's going to open up the barrel, still, like Kana, Meiser as a Kadkanim, the Meiser does not acquire these barrels because he explicitly said that he's only lending it. Now, let's say Kana Sayan Latechas, let's say he put the wine into the barrel unspecified, didn't say anything. So, Imkar Hashem. If he went and titled it Meiser Sheni, Vaso Meiser, and he made it, he separated it as Meiser Sheni, actually saw some SPM before he sealed the barrel, then the Meiser Sheni does not acquire these barrels because it's like separating Meiser of produce without their shells, and then he puts it into the shells where that doesn't give it the shells as a status of Meiser Sheni. Now, but Vimishasim Pian Karashem Baso Meiser, but if it's only after he sealed the barrel, only then did he call the Meiser Sheni and make it into Meiser Sheni, then Karna Meiser Sakankan, and actually Meiser Sheni actually acquires those barrels. And the reason it is because since the wine needs the barrel, like we mentioned, so it's like separating a pomegranate with its shell, where you redeem the whole pre together with the shell, and it's considered part of the Meiser Sheni. Now, Hifkid Lotecha Kankan Revius Cholna, however, let's have deposits inside the barrel a quarter of a leg of chulin, which obviously now he's not nullifying the barrel to the meiser because he's also putting in chulin or tevel that's chulin. Or let's say another case, kanas l'teichin shemen oy chaimitz oy tzir oy devash shel meiser sheni stama. Let's say he puts in to this barrel, either we're not talking about wine here, and that's the reason why it's different, is it's oil or vinegar or brine or honey of meiser sheni unspecified. So then bain. So whether he called it the title of Meister Sheni, Misha Sassim, whether it was already sealed, or Bein Achalei Sassim, whether he didn't seal it at all, it doesn't make a difference. Like Kana Meister Sakan. In these cases, Meister Sheni is not going to acquire the barrels, the jugs. And the reason for that is because all these things are not like wine, which needs the jug. Rather, they're protected even without it. And therefore, it's like separating a pre without a shell. I mean, it's not like separating it with the shell. And it's not considered that it's going to acquire the barrel as if it's part of a necessity of the Meister Sheni to give it the status of Meister Sheni. And rather, it doesn't take on that status. Halacha Vav Tzvi, regarding a deer, shalakoche bekesa meiser v'meis. Someone purchased it with meiser sheni funds, and it died. So you cover ba'oire. It's buried together with its hide. In other words, you don't redeem kudshim to feed it to the dogs, and this is a dead animal, and meiser sheni is called kodesh, and therefore there's nothing to redeem. You just have to bury it with its skin. Now, let's say lakoche chai u'shachate. Let's say you purchased it when it was alive, and it was slaughtered, which fit to be eaten, and therefore, if you're redeeming it, you're not redeeming it for the dogs, so benitma, but it became tame, so then how raise you pot, the kashar perish benitma, so then you redeem, like, all of the produce which became tame, which could be redeemed, as we said in Perek Zayin, and therefore, you could redeem it, and then it could be eaten in the state of tumah. Now, the Ram continues regarding changes in the value of the currency, or the value of the payers. So, manich dinner, meiser sheni. Let's say someone leaves a dinner, a certain type of coin of meiser sheni, which has that monetary value of meiser sheni, lis eichel kenegdei, to eat a correlating to it. In other words, when he's going to buy produce in Yerushalayim, it'll be consecrating onto the monies of meiser that he has on this dinner, that that should take effect on those produce. So he could eat correlating to it, atriyetz l'chul, until it becomes deconsecrated. In other words, until he eats the full value of the dinner, of his worth of payers. Now, but let's say, v'haya dinner yetzib eser ma. Let's say that dinner was able to give you, in the exchange rate, 20 ma for the dinner. So, achal alav be'eser ma, what happens if, let's say, he already used half of that value, he already ate 10 ma worth, half of the dinner of ma'aser, another half is chulun. But then, who's la mois la'chazman? Then, at a later point in time, the ma'os went down in value. So now, v'hariya dinner yetzib arba ma. So if the ma went down, so the dinner is actually now, instead of getting you 20 ma, the dinner will give you 40 ma. So now the question is, do we say that now he only eats 10 ma that's left from the dinner as it originally was before he deconsecrated the payers of Meister? Or do you say that no, now he has to eat 20 ma the way it is worth right now? So that says the Rambam, tzorach lechalav be'eser ma. He has to eat, regarding this dinner, what's left of it, 20 ma. Because if not, he's going to be taking out 10 of Meister in the status of chulin. And v'achkach eats l'chulin, and only after that will the rest be considered as chulin, because just like we go after the place of where you're redeeming it, so do we go after the time of when you're redeeming it. And at this point in time, half is worth 20 ma, although originally it was worth 20 ma. Now let's say the other way, let's say hukra mois, let's say the price, the ma'a went up, and v'harei adinu yitzvei eser ma, now a dinner only gets you not 20 ma, actually gets you only 10 ma, so then you only have to use 5 ma, and v'achkach eats l'chulin, because that is what half is right now, and then the rest will be considered as chulin again, because you go based on the time right now, how much that value is. Halacha zayin. Halakech peiros b'sela shel kesef ma'aser. If someone purchases produce with a sela of ma'aser sheni funds, u'mashach ha'peiros. Now, went to the makolet in Yerushalayim. He did mashiach. He drew the peiros, but he's bekli naseli. He didn't yet pay the grocer. Didn't pay the sell yet. Ah, shehukra peiros v'am debeshtayim. Right then, the market value changed, and now the produce, instead of being worth one sela, was actually worth two slam. So the halacha is like this: harizim mafresh alein sela b'lvad. So he only has to separate one sela. In other words, he gives to the seller one sela. Because regarding the laws of commerce, the one who does meshicha already acquires the peiros, like all types of metalton. So therefore, the kedusha of the sela took effect on all the peiros, even though now it's really worth two slum. Because regarding the sanctity of meiser, for that we say that the sale, which is what machalit, there on the contrast, is actually only finished with the paying of the money. So what's interesting is he gets this peiros, which really normally would fetch now two slum, he's able to get it for that one sela, because he did meshicha. But Shenemet says in the pasuk v'nasav kesef v'kamloi, he gives the money and then that hektish becomes his. So actually b'nasinas hakesef kainam. So the actually for the laws of meiser of hektish, it's only with the giving of money he acquires. So actually what comes out of hasochel meiser. So the gain is for the meiser sheni. In other words, all the produce that's now worth two slum has in it the sanctification of Meister Sheni, not only one seller with. Halacha Ches. Let's say Mashach Peiros b'shtei slum. Let's say he went to the grocery store and he took Peiros which is worth two slum. Well, his big lead numbers, he didn't get a chance, although he did Mashiach, he didn't get a chance to pay the money. Actually, the price of Peiros went down. But the b'sela, now what he paid for two slum, now is only worth one seller. So, eina mafresh aleihem. In other words, he doesn't deconsecrate on these produce, mimois meiser sheni from his meiser sheni funds, which he has in his pocket, ela sela achas, only one sela, because now, when he's coming to deconsecrate, the payers are only worth one sela. But he already became obligated, like because regarding commerce, it's when he did meshicha. So moisev la sela shni min achulun. So he's got to take out of his other pocket, from his chulun funds, a second sela, v'nois la meicher, and give that to the sela, because we said regarding business, mekechem hemka, he already acquired meshicha, and then it was worth two slime. But regarding Meiser, it's only when he gives the money, which is only one seller worth. Now, v'mhoya amrecha amma oretz. Now, however, a certain leniency, if the seller was an amma oretz, an ignoramus, he's a mut leiten seller shnia, you could give the second seller, which basically the person is like losing, mimois Meiser sheni shel demai. For Meiser sheni funds of demai. And the reason for that is because since amma oretz anyway generally stumbles in these laws, and we presume that he utilizes demai, and he's not going to use to take from it Meiser, in other words, he's not going to mechal ma'aser sheni money on demai out of doubt, which a chaver would do, because anyways he's disgraceful with demai, so we don't care by giving him monies of demai. And that's only by Dmai, by definitive Tevel, most definitely wouldn't give Maisa Sheni funds a Vaday Tama Aretz, but since it's Dmai, you could pay the other Sela, which is coming out of your own pocket, the Maisa Sheni of Dmai, but not of definitive Tevel. Now, Nasan Loi, let's say the buyer gives to the seller, Sela Shal Maisa, he gives the monies of Maisa. But now the inverse of what we said up until now, he paid, but he didn't get a chance to take the Peres Acham the Bishtayim, where now actually it's worth 2 Selam. So Masha Pada Pada. So what is redeemed. In other words, the gain goes to Meiser because the produce, which was worth a Sela, now it's worth 2, became Meiser because the redemption of Meiser is the Meshicha, as we can explain. And even though the Sela could back out because for commerce, the money is not the variable. For Meiser it is. But for commerce is actually the Meshicha, which he didn't do yet. And therefore, Vahadin Menem. So therefore then, the law then is between them. In other words, regarding acquisition of the Peres, the halacha is like all other acquisitions of movable items, which you only acquire when you do the Meshicha. So hence, if the seller wants to accept upon himself what's called a Misha Para, which whoever punished from someone who, from the Dar that was sinners, will punish from him, he technically could back out from the buyer, and it'll remain in his possession in the worth of 2 slime, because the redemption of the Meister is not connected with that of how regular business goes. So the Meister will take effect, but the actual sale will be dependent on the Meicher. Halacha Tess, Nosen Lei Slom Shtayim Shal Meister. Let's say he gave him 2 Slom's worth of Meister Sheni funds. V'lehispik L'mishecha Peres, and didn't get a chance to go ahead and do the Meshicha Atcher Chazulis B'Sela, until it goes back to being a Sela. We had said, if it was Sela, and went up to 2, now let's say he gave him the 2 Slom, and then it went back to being worth a Sela. So again, Masha Pada Pada, what is redeemed is redeemed. In other words, the Sloim now become Chulun, and the Peiris, which are worth now only 1 Sela, become Peiris of Meiser, and obviously Meiser loses because you end up spending 2 for something that now went down to 1. But Amidus Adimanein. But the law is still between them, like we said before, because regarding the sale, that's not a done deal yet. Although he gave the money, but the sale regarding individuals is regarding Mashiach, which he didn't do. But regarding the Meiser, Shamaiser Sheni, Pidiyasa Hi Meshichasa, its redemption is like its Meshicha. In other words, the giving of the money by Meiser Sheni acquires just like Meshicha acquires by Chulin. So they have different statuses regarding that litmus test about when is it done. Regarding that of Meshicha is for Kinyonim, and regarding the monies is for that of the Pidyon of Meiser Sheni. Halacha Yud Ram continues regarding the possibilities of permitted ways of deconsecrating monies onto produce. If someone had produce of Chulin in Yerushalayim, now he had Meiser Sheni funds out of Yerushalayim. So I mean, he could say, those monies that I have back home in the diaspora, should be deconsecrated on these fruits now that I have in Yerushalayim. He eats it there in Yerushalayim in a state of purity. And then the monies that he has over there in the diaspora will now transfer to be considered Chulin wherever they are in that place. Which the chiddush in this is that you don't have to have the funds and the payers in the same place when you're deconsecrating them, as Ram will explain later on. Halacha Yud Alef, Hayulei Mois Meiser Sheni Yerushalayim. Let's say someone had funds of Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim. So here it's the inverse. The funds are in Yerushalayim. V'yesh le'peres chutz l'Yerushalayim. He has the payers out of Yerushalayim. So I mean, he could say, Hariyam Mois Elu, these funds that I have in Yerushalayim should be mechulam la'peres haim, should be deconsecrated on those produce that I have in the diaspora. V'yitzah Mois l'chulun. So now the monies that he has in Yerushalayim are considered as chulun. And then he has to bring those payers that he has in the diaspora and bring those up to Yerushalayim. Now, specifically, only if the payers is chulim of the ma'is ma'is Hashem Yerushalayim. Because if the payers ma'is Hashem Yerushalayim, then you wouldn't be able to mechal it not on monies of chulim Yerushalayim and not out of Yerushalayim. But here, where it's only the monies of ma'is in Yerushalayim, so then he could say that it's deconsecrated in that which is chutz Yerushalayim, and he has to bring those fruits up now to Yerushalayim. And the reason is, and this is the chiddush we said in the previous halacha, in the tzarich lisa mois va'peres b'makom echad b'shasachil, because the funds and the produce do not have to be in the same place when you're deconsecrating one or the other. Halacha Yud Beis, mishayu lemois ma'aser b'Yerushalayim. Someone had ma'aser sheni funds in Yerushalayim, and now v'tzarich lahem, he needs them for things that you cannot use to purchase ma'aser sheni funds, that they're not for eating, drinking, or for anointing. Now v'yesh l'chaver peres chulin. Now his friend has produce of chulin, sheretz lachem, where he wants to eat it. In other words, not to sell it. And to buy other things with it, because if that's the case, now it doesn't make a difference to his friend if it's going to have the sanctity of Meiser Sheni, because anyways he's going to be eating, which, okay, it's Hakol Revach, it's all gain, because eating it anyway, what's the difference if it has status of Meiser Sheni? Meiser Sheni, you could eat regularly in Yerushalayim too. So, what he could do is he could tell his friend like this, See, these funds that I have of Ma'aser Sheni should be mechulal al perisach, deconsecrated on your produce, which anyways he's eating, so let's let it have the sanctity of Ma'aser Sheni. It comes that those produce are, so to speak, bought with now his friend's Ma'aser Sheni funds. And okay, but yechol oisim chavei b'tahara, he does have to make careful to go ahead and eat in a state of purity, the way produce of Ma'aser Sheni, produce that was bought with the funds of Ma'aser Sheni. And well, here's the kulm, he hasn't lost anything because anyway he's being eaten. And then he eats some mosle kulm. Now the monies that he had Ma'aser Sheni that he wanted to use to buy other things which he couldn't because Ma'aser Sheni, now it's kulm, he could use it to buy those things. Now look, he'd give him a medlem room. When do we say this? That they permitted to deconsecrate the Ma'aser Sheni funds on his friend's produce. Is b'shoi chaver, only if his friend was Baal HaPeris, who was the owner of the produce, was a chaver. Was a Tamil Chacham. Because the Amar, it's forbidden to give him Ma'aser Sheni of definitive tavel. You cannot give over produce of Ma'aser Sheni of definitive el chaver, only to Tamil Chacham, not Tamil Aretz, who we presume is in the state of Tumah. So he's, even though he's eating it anyway, but he's Tamil and he's not going to be able to keep it in its sanctity of Ma'aser Sheni. Now, but Lafikach, therefore, since it's only forbidden to give it to his friend only when the monies are of definitive Ma'aser, but if let's say those, the sanctity of those monies were only from what was deconsecrated from Demai, then you could even say the same thing as we said in the prior halacha to an Am Aretz, where you could deconsecrate it onto his produce, which he's going to eat anyway. And in Mutal Chal Ma'aser Sheni, it's permitted to go ahead and deconsecrate the Ma'aser Sheni. In other words, the produce and the monies of Ma'aser Sheni of Demai, you could deconsecrate them Alperis Am Aretz Vam Oisim, on the produce of Am Aretz and on his monies. In other words, in the Chiddushes, we're not concerned that maybe, or maybe it's Ma'aser Sheni. No, since it's anyways that of Demai, we're not concerned that what you're deconsecrating onto his produce is that of Ma'aser Sheni, rather considered as chulin, which could be used for the deconsecration. Halach yidad ha-manir dinner shal Ma'aser. Let's say someone leaves a dinner, a coin of Ma'aser, leaves eichel kenegdei b'haylach, to continuously eat from whatever, to use up the value of that dinner worth of Ma'aser Sheni. Now, kivin sh'achal alav, once he already ate in the correlation of that value, actually nishim min al-pachas mepruto, we're now, it kept on going down and down, was eating, and now that dinner has less than a pruta's worth of sanctity of Ma'aser Sheni funds in it. So here's a chulun, already at that point, it goes to be considered as chulun. Now, when we say this, specifically b'shal demai. Of demai, where you don't add on a fifth when you deconsecrate, when you redeem. But interestingly, if it was regarding definitive Ma'aser Sheni, which was from definite tavel, actually, that dinner is not going to go out to be considered as chulin. It's only if it's going to be left to be less than the worth of a pruta after the increase of the fifth. Meaning, for example, it has to be worth less than 4/5 of a pruta. Because if it has 4/5 of a pruta, then you actually could eat correlating it peiros in the worth of a pruta because you actually add on the fifth from the external fifth, which is an internal quarter. So altogether, it's actually begins, it's going to be a whole pruta, and therefore it still has sanctity in it to deconsecrate. Look at this vav. If there was people that were tamei and tar, that were eating and drink or drinking together as one in Yerushalayim. Now, the tar people, they have Ma'aser Sheni, which they bring up. They have to eat in Yerushalayim. They have to make sure they get it done. So they wanted to eat at the party their Ma'aser Sheni. But there are tamei people, which they don't want to go ahead and make a tummy because the Ma'aser Sheni has to remain tar. So what they do is like this. So they put on the side a coin of Ma'aser Sheni funds and they say like this. Whatever the tar people are going to be eating and drinking, this seller should be deconsecrated on whatever the tar people are going to be eating. And then the seller coin is going to go up to be considered as chulun. And the reason is because those people are eating and drinking, its value in a state of purity. Now, as long as the tummy people are not touching the food, so that it shouldn't make a tummy, and then you won't have tar to have the seller of Ma'aser Sheni mechulal on those food items that they're eating, rather has to remain in the state of tahara, and then it could be a good way of using up those funds of Ma'aser Sheni.